Thank you, Mr. Thomas.
Tensions are at the breaking point with this marina between Mr. Rosiak and all the neighbors. We have to get this thing started and get it worked on. We all know that there's a big hole there. We can't worry about how we're going to, if it was a catastrophe, with him pulling out the pilings. The pilings have to be pulled out to put the new pilings in. There's nobody in this room that is, Fred may be dragging his feet a little bit, but he's the one that's reaching in his pocket.
Guys, please, little.
He's the one that's reaching in his pocket to pay for this. So now everything is in line to get started. Let's put our differences behind us and get the thing started before we go into another winter, more hurricane seasons, more high tides. We're losing more grass, more flowers, and maybe then everybody will get back to a nice neighborhood. Last thing I want to say is Mr. O'Neill's out of town a lot for his work. Making him the borough representative of that job would be like making John Bentham the borough representative of that job.
I don't understand why that would be bad, but Mr. O'Neill is not out of town tonight. His son and his troop.
No, he goes out of town for work. I'm just saying. He goes out of town for work.
And as maybe, do I.
And make sure.
But the reality is all of our emails, phone numbers, and everything come right down here, drop a letter to us 5 days a week. That's just the reality. But
I think that you should appoint.
I've been here for next
week.
Okay.
If there would be somebody else that would volunteer, a neighbor, somebody that could.
John, you want to do it? No, just kidding. Apologies. Thank you, Mr. Thomas. Everybody had a turn. Mr. McKenna, it is fair. Mr. McKenna, do you want to have a closing statement?
Yes, absolutely. Let me start off by saying I have tremendous sympathy and understanding for the frustration of the people that have spoken about the current condition, as I think all of us do. That's not the answer. The answer that we need is to get this thing fixed, which is exactly what this man, this gentleman, and many of the others said this evening. To be very frank with you, if there is a revocation of the license, I don't need to be overstate the obvious. There's going to be litigation because that's going to be an attempt to put him out of business. If you put him out of business, you cut off his income. If you cut off his income, how's he going to pay for the repair to the bulkhead? I mean, it's inconsistent, number one. Number two, I don't see the upside or the benefits to the municipality at all. I don't see one positive benefit to lifting his mercantile license. So you put him out of business, you lose whatever revenue and livelihoods are being generated within the marina because he was late by a very brief period of time for personal reasons as well as a major equipment problem. This was not something that he wanted to do. He's not intentionally dragging his feet as others might think. The fact of the matter is, he's had some very, very serious personal issues involving not him individually, but he's had to care for other people that have required him to be out of the state of New Jersey. Number one, and I think we're all familiar
with that. Yeah, by the way, we all sympathize with that, obviously.
Yeah.
Guys, please don't anyone comment.
You know, I couldn't say anything, so you should shut up, too.
Please don't anybody comment. Okay, Mr. McKenna.
So I understand the municipality's frustration. The fact of the matter is, work started.
I think what we're, and you've said in obviously this seat and council seats, I think what we're concerned with is it seems to be when it's a last case scenario day, it seems to be that's when things get started. And that's been in my opinion, and that's just my opinion, it's not the borough council's opinion. If we had a deadline of 2 weeks, we got the thing at 13 days and 11 hours, whatever it was in that particular, and that's why things dragged out as long as they did in the course of our negotiations, for lack of a better word. I've sat down here countless nights, and in fairness, Mr. Rosiak came down too to the public meetings, as well as some of the residents. So it's not just me. We all have sat here countless nights talking about this at council meetings and at our private meetings. What we're looking for tonight or what I'm looking for tonight. We need a mechanism or something to guarantee an end game. Because as you know, if something else happens, God forbid, another event, or we're sitting here in 60 days and nothing's really commenced, for lack of a better word, or we haven't gotten past where we are right now, we're not getting anything done until next spring.
Well, may I suggest, Mayor, that first of all, you have the right at this point. What you've done is you put us on notice. You could reconvene a hearing any time that you want. So, for example, if it ends up that the representations made to the governing body prove not to be true for whatever reason, right, and it's 30 days from now, and no work has gone on since the work that's been done today, you could have another hearing and just similar to this and take whatever action you want at that point. What I'm suggesting to you is, I've sat on your side of the ledger and I've had to listen to comments similar to what you heard tonight and dealt with problems similar to this, but I don't for the life of me understand the benefit to the municipality to lift his mercantile license. You put him out of business, you cut off his income, and everybody, I think, the end game, as you referred to it here, is get it fixed. And in reference to what Mr. Francis was saying earlier concerning the timing, let's assume for the moment that it's 75 days and you're into the end of October. Right? You know where the pits are, one of the tar factories.
Right.
All right. You know, we are the asphalt factories. We all know when that happens. I've done road repairs all the way through January.
The winter, depends on the weather, right.
It just depends on the winter.
So luckily, last winter we had a mild winter.
Yeah.
Two before that were terrible.
Mr. McKenna. I don't know whether or not you're going to be able to pay, but I'm suspecting that when this work is done, you're going to have time to pay.
Mr. McKenna.
Yes.
We lack a date certain as we sit here.
Yep.
If we say, Mr. Wojak, get out of our way, we're repairing the road tomorrow, we'll have the road done.
Well, that was the next question. How long, if argument's sake, we didn't have an agreement tonight, we had to go repair our road, why wouldn't it be done? Secure our road.
I mean, starting construction, you're going through, we have to go through the bid process and everything. So, if you're going through the bid process and the award and then contracts in place and the work, I would say that's probably... you're probably 90 to 120 days with all those steps.
Is there any contingency for emergency repairs because of the condition of the road that you don't have to take certain...
If it's an emergent condition, you can shorten the process.
Who makes that designation?
A borough official.
Okay. And if that was the case, how long would it take?
If that was the case, then you would be able to solicit quotations and make an award.
In theory, tomorrow.
Correct.
Mr. Lincoln, did you want to add anything else? Sir?
Well, I think Mr. Francis brings up a very good point, but I'm glad that the engineer responded the way that he did. Everybody wants that road fixed. Everybody does. But the last thing you want to do is, if you have to do some kind of emergency repair, that's one thing. If you repave the road and then we're going to come in and dig it right back up, what was the point?
I don't disagree.
You know, so...
You understand the concern, obviously.
Absolutely.
We have people who, you know, they could be wiped out. If we get anything close to another Irene that comes in here, there's going to be some houses that are affected very badly.
I understand. I really do. I mean, of course, what's the other option?
I
at least he's got the equipment. Here.
And I think that's the frustration on the residents as well as the officials that were sitting here 2 weeks from a year anniversary and really not a lot's been done.
I understand. And you know what? There is no benefit to anybody saying this was at fault or that was
I agree.
The question is, can we get this thing done and can we get it done quickly? That's what I think your objective is as municipal officials looking to protect your residents.
And his neighbors, obviously, want the same thing.
Absolutely. And I think that's clearly what Mr. Rosiak's intent is right now, and that is get that stuff in there, get it fixed as quickly as possible. Because quite frankly, not only is it impacting them, but it's impacting him.
I don't disagree with any of
you. And loses the value of that property, he's lost a lot of money also.
Right.
So I'm just asking for everyone's understanding and cooperation. And as Mr. Alfieri's office knows, I'm available and there. I think you know you can call me 24/7.
Never had a problem. Yeah.
And I'll respond. And every time I. to Mr. Rosiak, he responds. Mr. Alpieri's office has been excellent as far as communication is concerned. We email each other, we telephone each other. I have Mr. Fuel's cell phone number. He has We'll do whatever.
He says the same thing about you, by the way, that, you know, you never cannot get out. You always answer him back.
So whatever we need to do to get this thing done, and get it done quickly, that's what we're going to do.
Okay, so that concludes the public portion and the testimony. Mayor and Council, you have two options. We could, if you want legal advice, we can go into closed session and discuss legal advice, but you can't, you'll deliberate and make your decisions at a public, at the public portion of the meeting.
Okay.
So it's your decision if you need to discuss anything in closed session. I think we should take a
10-15 minute break and
so we need a resolution
try to limit it to 15 minutes.
I have a resolution ready for that.
Please.
I'll offer that.
Okay, resolution R-12-171, resolution for executive session. Be it resolved that the following portion of this meeting dealing with the following generally described matters shall not be open to the public, and that would be under deliberations, Captain's Cove Marina mercantile license. Be it further resolved that it is anticipated the matters to be considered in private may be disclosed to the public at a later date when the need for privacy no longer exists. And be it further resolved that no portion of this meeting shall be electronically recorded unless otherwise stated. Be further resolved that private consideration is deemed required and is permitted because the following noted exceptions set forth in the Act, and I went under number 12.
I'll offer that.
Wait, and we when we come back at the open session, we may take action.
Yes.
So we need a motion and a second?
Second.
That was offered by Mayor Nolan, second by Mr. Redmond. Mr. Redmond?
Yes.
Mr. Francie?
Yep.
Mayor Nolan?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Folks, give us about 15 minutes, please. Sure, what do we got to do? Anybody got to take a potty break now?
Yeah,
I got to
take a potty break.
Hey, Carrie, you got any other thoughts on it or not?